Environmental Encroachment from Chicago was just one of dozens of bands who played in several areas around Davis Square throughout the afternoon and evening. Indeed, bands came from all over the country, in fact the world, to perform at the 10th annual Honk Fest. It draws thousands of people and is all for free.
Welcome to Honk. What do you think of the Honk Festival and the whole concept of it?
I think it's a great idea. Ordinary citizens participating in music and politics, it's a good thing. Actually, it should probably happen every other day.
What do you think of the vibe here in Davis Square?
It's super awesome. It's friendly. I don't see how you wouldn't be able to have fun at the 2015 Honk.
But they managed to make music and politics mix together in a really fun way. So they're protesting, but you don't feel like you're at a protest rally.
I've noticed a lot of Bernie for president stickers around and everything. And
not too many Hillary, huh?
Nah. Well, I know, it's like anything. She's got her supporters, but I don't know if they tend to come out to this, but we'll see.
Yep. What have you heard this year, and what do you think of the vibes here in general?
Well, since one of the first things I saw when I got here was a handbill with a Photoshop picture of something pretending to be a Yeti, and it was a sign that said, Sasquatches for Bernie. I'm happy with the vibe.
Well, you guys have spent some time in New Orleans, made regular trips down there, so you're familiar with the whole New Orleans flair. How close does this come to the authentic thing?
I think this is pretty different from New Orleans, but this is a good thing. You know, it's really different from the jazz festival, but not from the street scene. The thing we like about it is that you don't see a whole lot of activism in New Orleans, and this has an activist theme. Activism in music, what could be better?
Activism and music. Many of the bands take that to heart. The Rude Mechanical Orchestra from New York performed the Internationale. Cassandra of the Rude Mechanical Orchestra summed up her feelings.
It's an amazing experience, and it's really important to participate with other bands in supporting social justice. So it was very exciting yesterday. We supported the Fight for 15 in downtown Boston, and that felt really good to come to another town and know there's people here who want everyone to have a living wage. And that's what Honk Fest is all about.
My name is Patty Shepherd, and I'm out here petitioning for Pass Mass Amendment. The website is passmassamendment.org. This is our third year with a ballot initiative that's aimed at amending the state constitution of Massachusetts to clarify that corporations aren't people and money's not speech.
And why are you out here at the Honk Festival?
Well, it's a great place to be. It's a beautiful day. There are lots of folks wandering around, and a lot of them agree with us, and we think it's a good idea, and we'll sign our petition. We have to get almost 70,000 certified signatures in 9 weeks in order to meet our goal. So we need to get a lot of signatures fast, and this is a good place to do it.
DJA Rara, a Haitian-based band, added a world flair to the festival. I asked an older guy, Michael, what he thought of Honk's concept of merging music and politics. He compared it to the hippie days of the 60s.
I'm an old guy, and I have been thinking a lot lately about the hippie days where music and politics just sort of traveled together quite a lot. The wonderful thing about music at all is it hits you in a limbic center way, that it makes you want to shake your booty and dance and, you know, enjoy yourself. Having a good time and talking about and experimenting with and promoting the values of cooperation and individual expression within an organized activity, that they're not incompatible concepts, that there's a way in which they go together. And again, this is something the hippies didn't have to talk about. This was something the hippies were doing the whole time. It was baked into their cake. And to the extent I'm trying to do anything now in the 21st century, it's to try and figure out a way to keep that vibe happening. And I think Honk does that. Makes me want to buy a trombone.
Boston's own Dirty Water Brass Band performed what can be considered their theme song.
We've seen the Detroit Free, not Free Press, but Detroit
Party,
Marching Band. And then we just caught this Dirty Water, which was excellent. They were both great.
The Honk Festival is an annual event in Davis Square. It happens on the Saturday of Indigenous Peoples Weekend. On Sunday of that weekend, it is the Honk Parade, where all the bands and others gather to march from Davis Square to Harvard Square for the big Oktoberfest there. For more information about Honk, visit their website, honkfest.org. For the Boston Community Reporters Project, I am Chuck Rosina.